Okay, so just to say, as we're just finishing Yom Yerushalayim, a few minutes on one halachic position that Mori Rabbi Rav Yehuda Amital liked citing from Rav Unterman. A little bit of background to the Yom Yerushalayim. So, both with Yom Ha'atzmaut and with Yom Yerushalayim, the question came up amongst religious Zionist poskim, both in 48 and 67, how to commemorate what happened on those days. Based on the model of Purim and Hanukkah, many of the poskim felt that it was proper to set up a holiday, to say Hallel, perhaps even say Hallel with a bracha. And the argument went basically as follows. There's a tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, where he argues that whenever a nace happens to either an individual or a community, they are obligated on a biblical level to commemorate that in some way. And he notes that the minhag of many communities was to have mini Purims in their communities when a local miracle would happen or a local salvation would happen. And the Chassam Sofer says that not just rabbinic, it may be that the particular application, the particular holiday is not mandated by the Torah, but the notion that when a nace happens to you, that you have to find some way of thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is d'oraisa. I'm oversimplifying the conversation, but based on that model of the Chassam Sofer and the precedent sent by Purim and Hanukkah, so many poskim in 1948 felt that the establishment of the State of Israel, the victory in the battle, was a sufficient miracle, and therefore it warranted the creation of a holiday. It warranted saying Hallel, and that was the position of many of the poskim. Now, other people opposed it for varieties of reasons. Some felt that it can only be a miracle that affected all of Klal Yisrael, and maybe this only affected a good portion of Klal Yisrael, but not all of Klal Yisrael. Others felt that it was proper to set up a day of celebration, but Hallel was a problem. At least Hallel was a bracha with a problem. Even religious Zionists such as Rabbi Soloveitchik felt you shouldn't say Hallel with a bracha because he was opposed to creating new liturgy. In general, some noted that the Pri Chadash, as opposed to the Chassam Sofer, who's building on precedent from the Ram al-Shakar, felt that it wasn't proper to set up new Yomim Tovim nowadays for a salvation. But despite many of those objections, there were many poskim who felt that the simple understanding of the Chassam Sofer, based on the model of Hanukkah and Purim, was that it was proper to set up a holiday and Hallel to commemorate Yom Ha'atzma'ut. And the same arguments were brought for Yom Yerushalayim. However, there were some poskim who distinguished between Yom Ha'atzma'ut and Yom Yerushalayim, arguing that while by Yom Ha'atzma'ut there may be some reason not to say Hallel with a bracha, Yom Yerushalayim might be different. Now, why would that be? And this was the position of Rav Unterman, and as well as Rav Nissim, and Rav Zevin, and Rav Israeli. They all signed onto this psak. Rav Unterman held very strongly this distinction. And they argued as follows. One of the reasons you might distinguish between Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, one of the reasons you might hesitate, even if you think that Yom Ha'atzmaut is an ace, even if you think commemorates an ace, even if you think the establishment of the state was an ace, one of the reasons you might not want to say Hallel with a bracha is because of a position by the Maritzchius. And the Maritzchius argues that we only say Hallel not just for an ace, but an ace nigla. Right? An ace that you look at and it is not explainable easily by Derech HaTefa. Based on that, the Maritzchius argued that the reason the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, says that we say Hallel on Chanukah because an ace pach HaShemen, rather than an ace of the military victory, was because the military victory might have been impressive, but at the end of the day, it was a military victory, as opposed to the Neis Pach HaShemen, which was miraculous. However, Poskim, like Rav Unterman, felt that while Yom Ha'atzmaut might have been an impressive military victory, but not a Neis Nigleh, the odds that the Jews faced on Yom Yerushalayim in 1967, the Six-Day War, were so much greater and were so much more impressive, and the victory was so much quicker, right, and so biblical in proportions, that they thought that even if you would hesitate to say that Yom Ha'atzma'ut should raise the level of a holiday such that you should even say Hallel with a bracha, Yom Yerushalayim, they were convinced that the nature of the nace was so similar to the classic models of Hanukkah, of Purim, of Pesach, whatever the case may be, then in that case you should definitely say a bracha. And therefore the chief rabbinate under Rav Nissim and Rav Unterman and several other signing, again, Rav Zevin and Rav Israeli, felt that whatever he thought about Yom HaTzmaut, Yom Yerushalayim, they were completely confident that not only was it a holiday, but it warranted warranted saying Hallel with a bracha. Now, again, as we know, there are many different minhagim, even amongst religious Zionists, saying a bracha, not saying a bracha, etc. But there are many who are very convinced by this distinction, and therefore, on Yom HaTzmaut, even if they'll say Hallel, they'll say it without a bracha, but on Yom Yerushalayim, following the direction of Rav Unterman, they will say that on Yom Yerushalayim, because the nace was so, right, was so nigla, was so obvious, that not only will they, does it warrant saying Hallel, but they'll say that we have to recognize that Hallel with a bracha because the magnitude was that much greater even than that we said on what we saw, the establishment of the state that we celebrate on Yom HaTzmaut. Again, I'm not going to paskin, the shul, I think, doesn't say a bracha for either. Is that right? We don't say a bracha for either, which is what many people do. Many people say we say Hallel but without a bracha because of our general opposition to making new brachos, the general hesitation we institute new brachos. There are a million reasons why you might hesitate to say a bracha, but despite that, this is a position that is, I don't know how prevalent it is, but I know that in Gush, that was, at least some years that I remember, that was the minhag they followed, though I remember other years where people said bracha on both. I'm not really sure, I could be remembering wrong, but Rav Amital at very least liked citing the position of Unterman to emphasize the uniqueness of Yerushalayim even over Yom HaTzmaut.